All right. The Grammy Awards were held last night in Los Angeles, and the biggest prizes of the night went to familiar names like Beyoncé and Kendrick Lamar. But NPR Music's pop critic Ann Powers says a different story caught her eye, a musical changing of the guard. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Elsa. How are you doing?
I'm good. So who were some of these performers that you want to highlight today?
Well, honestly, there were so many. The show is just packed with great performances by young artists who are also winning Grammys.
Yeah.
But two examples would be Sabrina Carpenter, who showed herself not only to be a great pop singer, but also a hilarious screwball comedian, and Chapel Roan, who blew everyone away with her mix of drag, glam, and new wave in the service of visionary queer politics.
Oh, yeah.
You know, here's the thing, Elsa. Pop stars embody their generation. And these young stars, they have the same self-confidence and insistent vision of Gen Z political activists or Instagram influencers. They have arrived on the scene fully formed.
I mean, I hear you, but doesn't this happen all the time? Like, isn't part of the job of the music industry to anoint new stars, right? Was there anything different about this year?
Well, yes, because usually there's like one breakthrough, you know? But what stood out for me this year was the sheer number of young stars who absolutely dominated, and also their confidence. I mean, this is the true arrival of Gen Z, that generation that grew up performing, you know? Everybody's been on screens forever, and they are so in command of their public image. Consider Doechii. You know, she's a genius young rapper, but she's also an auteur. She's a surrealist, like, say, the filmmaker Jordan Peele. She and her peers are poised, and they're uber confident. And they remind me of, honestly, Madonna in the 80s. They're like a whole bunch of Madonnas all at once.
I love that.
Here's Doechii accepting the Grammy Award for Best Rap Album.
Don't allow anybody to project any stereotypes on you that tell you that you can't be here, that you're too dark, or that you're not smart enough.
But let me ask you, Anne, I mean, didn't Taylor Swift also have a fast rise early on?
Well, you could think of Taylor Swift that way or Beyoncé, but both of them took some time to find their footings at the Grammys.
But these
new faces, the ones I mentioned, I mean, like backflipping rock star Benson Boone or country rebel Shaboozey, they are ready out of the gate. It's frankly time for millennials to accept their position as the older generation. That's what I gotta say.
That is NPR Music's pop critic, Ann Powers. Thank you so much, Ann.
Thanks so much.